Hey, I've got a bit of a dilemma. This is Chris Johnson, and as I'm starting to record this, it is approximately 11:39 p.m. It's a little late, but I, today, have only been up for about 8 hours. So if you do the math, you're realizing right now that, son, you dragged your fucking ass out of bed today at like 3 in the afternoon? Yes, I did. And it was begrudging at that. Like, I didn't want to, but I had to take a shit. You know, it was either shit the bed at that point, or, you know, get your ass up and, you know, take care of some business. I like to think of myself as like a sleep pro. In college, I just fucking napped all the time. I can probably like take a nap and fall asleep at any particular time. But you gotta be careful when you get up sometimes, because if you wake yourself up too much, if you pay too much attention to shit, then it's gonna be difficult to fall back asleep. So like there's times like my cats wake my ass up because they want some fucking food. You got to go fucking zombie. You got to keep your fucking eyes squinted. Go out there, give them the fucking food. Get your ass right back in the fucking bed. You got a little window. Maybe you can check your phone or something. Check a score. Check your fucking messages. But you can't go too wild. You can't get engaged in too much shit. And your mind's going to start racing. Or my mind's going to start racing. Look, when you got an anxious fucking mind like mine, your mind fucking races. And sometimes like when I wake up, it all starts just like just shooting out like a fucking volcano. So I got to try to keep that shit under wraps. I can't let my mind get too crazy. But of course I get up today and my mind starts fucking wandering like, ah, fuck. So at 3 o'clock, I had to get up. I was good for it. I mean, I was in bed for, when did I go to bed the night before? 5:30? That's a little on the early side lately. I'd like to say like the last week and a half, I'm going to bed at like fucking like 6:30 in the morning. And I crossed like the 7 a.m. barrier once. I was awake 7 in the morning and I got like a message from, you know, somebody I know who's like married with kids. I just happened to be on my phone like playing a game or something when the message came through. And I was like, I'll respond to this. And they responded. They're like, what the fuck are you doing up so early? And I was like, I am not up early. This is late. I have not yet gone to bed. And then like it kind of floors them for a little bit because they don't really know how to think about it. They're dragging their asses out of bed because their fucking toddler is like screaming and wants to watch fucking Sesame Street, and they're just like choking down cup one of 8, you know, filled with fucking coffee, just so they can get through the fucking day. And here's my ass chatting with them at 7 in the morning, and I'm telling them that I have not yet gone to bed. They would kick their fucking toddler in the teeth just to get like an extra 15 minutes of sleep. I wonder how much hatred I actually have from the general populace. I am in like no shape to do anything. The more I think about myself, I don't really know like how to classify like where I'm at right now. I feel great. I'm doing well. I'm doing better than I ever have at any point in my life. But I am operating on a plane of existence that I'm not sure many normal adults operate at. I'm at like fucking college stoner level right now, staying up all fucking hours of the night. I mean, I know I work nights, but I still stay up till like fucking 5, 6, 7. So I don't know like how impressive I am as a human being, or am I the most awesome human being on the planet? I haven't quite figured that out yet. Like, I don't know where the fuck I'm at. Like I was talking to my buddy Bee Machine's got a new lady. Bee Machine burns through the fucking ladies. This motherfucker tries to date. He's the opposite of me when it comes to dating. He tries to find ladies. I don't at all do that. I'm just not interested. I'm not interested in like random people. I'm not interested in any of that. But his mom like set him up with his latest love interest. And they're still kicking along, I think. I haven't heard that they're not. But either way, his mom set him up with somebody. And it's probably like, oh man, Bee Machine works in radio. He does. He took my old fucking job when I left. You know, he's a great dude and he's been doing these fucking runs and he's my son and he's fucking awesome. I don't know, like if my mom fucking knows better, she'd never fucking set me up with anybody. She'd never subject anybody to that. And I think mom thinks I'm kind of an asshole. She doesn't like the way I fucking talk or any of that shit. But anyway, what do you say about like me? They're like, oh, he's a good dude. He stayed up until 7 in the morning last night. What was he doing? I don't know. Cause I gotta be honest, I can't tell you what I was doing last night. I have no fucking idea. I can tell you that I didn't get anything accomplished. I didn't actually do anything. I didn't do anything of note. I didn't watch any TV shows. I didn't watch any fucking movies. I don't know what I did. I don't know. It's a fucking haze. I ate something. I made food. That's really all I can accomplish is making food. I still read a lot of psychological articles because I'm still kind of fucked up. I'm a good fucked up, though. I'm not like a fucking depressed fuck up, but I still want to know, you know, try to figure out what the fuck's going on in my noggin. So I read all these psychological articles and, you know, they're on fucking anything. They always tell you, like, relationship articles, they're like self-help books. They're always trying to, like, hype your ass up. They're like, you have worth, you have value. You just got to show your potential partner, your potential match, that you have that worth and value. And I think to myself, how on earth would somebody like me, like, it's a good thing that I'm not looking for anybody, because how on earth would somebody like me do that? Like, hey man, I got a lot of fucking value. I sat up on my computer until, you ready for this? Until 7 a.m. last night, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Doesn't that get you excited? I'm a fucking bum. But at the same time, I've got a full-time job. I've got a full-time job, and I'm making, you know, decent enough money, and I'm digging my ass out of fucking debt. I guess what I'm saying is I don't really know what I'd rather be doing, you know? Things are going pretty good right now. I need to find somebody, like, that doesn't want kids, that is, like, my same schedule, and that doesn't give a fuck about anything. Are they out there? And who doesn't want to meet anybody? Because I don't want to meet anybody. I guess what I'm saying is I'm going to be alone a very long time. A very long time. But I'll have you, right? Every Sundays and Wednesdays, we'll talk. We'll talk for about 5 minutes. You know, on Podbean, the website or the app, that's where you can find every episode of my podcast, or, you know, Spotify, yes, Google Play. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, too. You can talk to me on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. I'm on Facebook, too. I'm going to keep putting the podcast in my Facebook timeline. And if you want to see my photographs and my awesome videos, follow me on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.